माया सुखाय भरम बहुत ये प्रहलाद महाराज जी नो प्रकृति होती कृष्णा from the very beginning of his life, he was a great devotee. From the womb of his mother, he was a great devotee. It is possible. When his mother was pregnant, the demigod there was fighting between the demigods and the demons. And when his mother was pregnant, he was being dragged, taken by Indra under custody, and on the way, Indra was snatched by Narad Muni. Narad Muni objected, what is this that you are dragging a pregnant woman? What is this? Indra explained that because she is the wife of Hiranyakashipu, a demon is home, he has just finished our fighting. He has gone away. So we are taking this lady under our custody so that as soon as she gives birth to a child, immediately kill, so that the demonic descendant will be no more. Narada replied that this child is not a demon. It is a great devotee, Mahabharata. So, do not do this. Better give this lady on a night after you. I shall take care of her. And he can go. So, Narada Muni is a spiritual master of all demigods. They immediately accepted the work of the great sage Narada. Not only accepted, but they offered their respect by bowing down to the giant who was in the womb of his mother. A good Vaishnava, it doesn't matter whether he is a giant or in the womb of his mother. He is respected. Just like Krishna, when you are in the womb of his mother, Devaki, the demigods also offer their prayers of incenses, you know, Garbha Stuti, that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the Vaishnavas and the Lord are equally respected, even by the demigods. Vaishnava is not different from the Supreme Personality of God. Although here, in the material world, there is difference between the master and the servant. But in the spiritual world, the servant is as much respectful as the master. That is spiritual. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gopi Vastu Padakamalayu Dasa Ram Das. Krishna means that to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. चैतन्य महाप्रभु थे तो गौर को एज ए महाराज इक्वल दे वांट टू बिकम गॉड एट लास्ट Nobody can become God. That is not possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the real Guru finds itself Krishna Dhamma. The real identity of living entity is eternal, transcendent of the Lord, Krishna Dhamma. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly expressed, Mamai Vansa Jeeva Bhuta. In the Bhagavad Gita, on any Vedic literature, there is no such mention that the Jeeva is as good as the Supreme Lord. It is not never. Also, minute particles, just like the sun and sunshine. Sunshine is combination of minute luminous molecular parts. There are finite atomic parts, illumination. Combined together, this is called sunshine. That minute particle, tiny minute particle, is never equal to the sun. Similarly, Jiva is minute particle of the Supreme Sun, Krishna, moving on to Jiva. There is more molecular particle, tiny particle in the sunshine, cannot become the sun. Similarly, the molecular particles of the Supreme Soul, the Jiva, is never equal to the Supreme Law. The other name of the Supreme Law is Asamarupa. Asama. Asama means never equal. What is he? Of ordinary living entity, in the Shastra it is stated that even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, cannot be equal to the Supreme Personality of God. That is the nature. Jastu Narayanam Deva, Brahma Rudradi Deva, Samasena Vikshita of Vaishnavi Bhavishu. See, when you are that Narayana, Krishna, or Vishnu, they are Vishnu Tattva, Bhagavad Tattva, Rama. If somebody thinks that Narayana is as good as Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, so Pāsanji Bhagavad-gata, he becomes a Pāsanji. So this human form of life is meant for realizing our relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is the mission of this human form of life. So, our duty in this human form of life is to realize our original relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. Prahlāda Mahārāja says, there is a offered by Prahlāda Mahārāja. And Prahlāda Mahārāja's father, Hiranyakashipu, was killed by Lord Nrisimhadeva. He was very angry. Because this Hiranyakashipu, although father of Prahlāda Mahārāja, he persecuted him in so many ways. The only fault was that was his devotion. That is the nature the demoniac world. If one son becomes a devotee, and if the fire is demon, then he is the angel. That was happening. So, Prahlad Maharaj, Vaishnava, he is sticking to the law. Naivar Guru Para Guru Praya Vaitaranya. My dear Lord, Para. Para means he is transcendent. Not of this material world. Would be me. I am not answered. Why? Because everyone is answered. In this material world, everyone is always answered. Either in peace or war. It doesn't matter. In peace, so much peace, there is no peace. Actually, it is a place for a struggle for existence with Maya. So there cannot be any peace. So everyone is full of anxiety. That is also explained by Prahlad Maharaj. That, sada samudvigna jiyam asad graha. When his father, after all, father and son, the relationship is very affectionate. So, even though father was not happy that his son was growing to be a great devotee, he said, one day he called his son, my dear son, what best thing you have learned from a teacher? So Prahlad Maharaj is answering. He knew that his father was a demon. So he was looking directly. Tatsadhamani asuravat dehinam asuravat. My dear father, you are the best of the asuras. Asuravarya. Varya means the best. My dear father, Tatsadhamani asuravat dehinam. I think Devinam, for the living entity who have accepted this material body. There are living entities who do not accept this material body. They are in the spiritual world. Their number is greater than the number of the living entities within this material world. They are called Nitya Siddhya. Eternally, perfect. And here, in this material world, the living entities are called Nitya Bhagya. Nitya Bhagya means eternally permanent. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Tatsadhamani asuravatya dehinam. Dehinam means in this material world. We are not the deha, the body. We are the he, and accepting. Just like I am not the heart. I am the one from the heart. This is called self-realization. I am Brahmatma. I am three souls. That is jnana. So long I am identifying with this body. Then my, I am in ignorance. I am in Gopam. Keshyanatu Vuddhi Sunati Siddhavati Saiva Gopam. But unfortunately, the people are going under the identification of this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, and white, and black, and learned, and poor, and rich, and poor. All these designations सुनो। देखो प्रणाम महाराज से देना एनी वन हु हैज एक्सेप्टेड दिस बॉडी कब साधु मंदिर शुरुआत से देना। सदा सुनो दिन किया बिकॉज लिविंग एंटिटी और एब्सोल्यूट सोल ही हैज एक्सेप्टेड दिस मटेरियल बॉडी He do not exist. This body do not exist. But he forgets that. This is the most wonderful thing in this material world. Everyone is dying every moment. It is one who is living, he thinks that he will live forever. That is the most wonderful. Ahamnahami lokani gacchanti janamandira सीधा सीधा छंटी सीमा से जन्म रखा तो आज भी है कि इसलिए ना है एंड देयरफॉर वी आर ऑलवेज फुल ऑफ दैट जस्ट लाइक दिस लॉ बिटवीन इंडिया एंड पाकिस्तान पर हो दे आर वर्किंग इज नॉट येट Over, it is going on. There may be another world. So, in this material world, you cannot be free of anxiety. That is not possible. Sadasamudrinna bhiya asadbhiha. Asadbhiha means because we have accepted something which is temporary, not permanent. Take for example this body. Therefore, we must be always full of anxiety. The Prahlad Maharaj advised that the best thing we can learn is that it should give up its material world. Tattat griham, tattat griham amma kupam atmaghatam. Param Rapo Jat Primasraita. My dear father, I have learned this best thing that Tapta Grihamda Kupam, this world, material world, which is just like a dark well. If a man is thrown into this dark well as he is in the superior tradition of love, similarly, anyone who is in the material world, he is put into the dark realm. Therefore, come on, we have to get out of this. We shall accept the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. The power of women very much ends. Mukhaya Upadesha Hi Prabhupada Na Samadha. He could give good instruction to a murtha, to a foolish person. Children, he will not rectify himself, but he will end. That's how. So, Prahlad Maharaj was getting his great devotee in the world. There are many descriptions of his characteristics and activities in Bhagavad Prahlada Charitra. Everyone knows. So, when his father was king, he said, Nariva Vijay Paradeva. Durasaya Vaita Ramya. Durasaya. Durasaya means very, very difficult to cross over this ocean of Nisan material world. It is very difficult. We do not know how we are being put into this ocean of Nisan. We are quoting way through 8,400,000 species of flowers. Sometimes in different species of life, in different types of life, and different types of body, we are passing through. We do not know it. In this life we can understand that I have passed over so many bodies. I have my childhood body, I have my boyhood body, I have my youthhood body. Now I have got a different body, which is old man's body. Similarly, I shall give up this body and I will have that another body by the Lord of nature. Tathāpi āntaṁ prāpti. And we are changing our body, even in this present life. Similarly, after giving up this body, I have to accept another body. Tathāpi āntaṁ prāpti. Nīrattva nīrattva. But the problem is, what kind of body I am going to have in my next life? That is spirit problem. Therefore, there is no guarantee. This time I may have a very nice body in a very aristocratic family. Next life, it may be the same aristocratic standard or in the archangel system a heavenly body. And it may also be that I can get the body of a cat and dog. Therefore, it is very essential that we should be prepared for the next life. Because after you give up this body, and our painful pleasure is according to the body. That is also the statement of Prahlāda Maharaj. Sukham Kaundiyakam Vaishya. Deha Gaurina Vedanam. We get a standard of happiness. Or this sense. Take for example only happiness. Forget all this. Prahlāda Maharaj says, Sukham Kaundiyakam Vaishya. Deha Gaurina Vedanam. One who has got his body in the cut-out palace or any nice palace. So, his standard of happiness is already fixed up according to the body. He has got a body in such family or in such species of life. So, his standard of life is also fixed up. According to karma dhore, jantar dhiho bhavati, karmana vayavetrena, jantar dhiho bhavati, karmana, by our act, jalmai sattya sutastri, by time activity, one can give this four things, birth in high family, rich family, Brahmin family, cultured family, Brahma, Aisarga, riches, opulence, Sukha, education, and three, beauty. So, I say to my American and European disciples always, that your nation, American nation, you have got in a very rich nation, or rich family. In America, your family, family is rich. Because they are the poorest man comes monthly, not less than 4 to 5 thousand of rupees, a thousand dollars. The poorest man. And so, Jama, Sutra 3, these things are eight out of five actions. Therefore, in the Veda, the Karmakanda Vijaya, performing great sacrifices, they are nature. Sahoda Vrapraya Pushya, performing Rudra, in order to keep ourselves happy in this material world, we have to perform yoga. That we are forgetting. There is no yoga performance. Therefore, as we are forgetting to lead according to the direction of the Veda, we are meeting with so many various ways of life. Take for example, in our country, 20 years ago, there was no fight between Punjab and Bengal. Now, because we are advanced, we have got independence. Now, the fight between Punjab and Bengal. This kind of advancement we are making. And we have to face that calamity more and more if we forget performance of yoga. Yajna Sistoti Ho Santam Bhutyanti Abhutinite Bhunyanti Te Aho Papa Ho Ji Pachyanti Aam Kharanat. Everything is a friend here. So unfortunately, we are forgetting our Vedic culture and we are very much stuck and we are advancing. This is not advancement. We learn many industrial houses, commercial houses, they are contributed enough lump sum money to the war fund, defense fund. What for? To burn the money in downfall. But they are not prepared to burn the money in sacrifice. So you have to make all these calamities more. This is the fact. You cannot do it. The law of nature, the law of God is there. You may deny existence of God, but the God's agency, Durga Devi Chandi, is there. Durga, the God is Durga, the material energy. She is working under the direction of Krishna. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Krishna also says, Devi Bhita Gunamani Mamo Maya Durataya. The same thing. As Krishna says, Mamo Maya Durataya. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj also says, Durataya. It is very difficult to cut down the laws of nature. If you don't act according to the direction, Veda means knowledge. So, in the Vedas, they are giving direction how to live. Even if you want to be materially prosperous, you have to follow these rules and regulations. And if you want to get out of this material world, these are the rules and regulations. Otherwise, you have to meet already there are calamities. Janma Mithu Jarabhyadhi. The calamities of birth, the calamities of death, the calamities of old age, the calamities of disease. They are already there. And among that, They tell them it is a war, pestilence, heavy, halfway, and so many others. We are passing through. But we are not aware how to avoid it, how to become free from this life of anxiety. And that is being described by Prahlad Maharaj. He says that, for me, my Lord, I am not at all anxious. I am completely free for all these challenges. Just see, he was born a 5 years old, but he is confident that he is not subjected to the calamity. There is Guru Paya, Nipasanya. Why? Because I have learned to fulfill my heart by glorifying your wonderful activities. Kitama. Kitama means to describe or to sing the glorious activities of the Lord. That is called Kitama. Kirtan does not mean always that we have to chant or sing with musical instruments. I am speaking to you, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is also Kirtan. So we have to accept this principle, Kirtan. Always. Kirtan is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Every one of us, never mind, the happiness is already fixed up. When you are born in this family, your standard of happiness is always fixed up. Don't bother. The time which you have got, valuable time, save it for becoming Krishna conscious. Very good. This, don't bother always for harder happiness, harder happiness, harder happiness. Happiness already is time. This is, Tatsaiva heta prajapeta kodita nalabhati das dhamapamasa parlabhati dukha vadanya sa sukham kalena sarvatra vadhiva namasa. The standard of happiness and distress. Just like this morning, I was walking in the oldies. I saw some poor men. They are taking bath in the pit and washing their clothes. So I told them that he was living in Bombay and he had another gentleman. So why they could not become like that? The opportunity is open for everyone. So why one man is like this and one man is like that? That is the thing that is called destination. Kalena sarvatra kavira. The standard of happiness and standard of despair will be there according to karma. Therefore, our duty not to be disturbed by the so-called happiness and distress. We should stay blind and must advance into the form. Simply always thinking of this wonderful activity of the Lord. So, Lama says that for personally I have no anger because I have learned the art how to become happy. And not just always thinking of your glorious activities. There are so many glorious activities of the sun. So you can think of. If you take a flower, you can think of glorious activities of Krishna. How artistically, how nicely the flower is made. You cannot say it is made by nature. It is made by Krishna. Krishna says, Maya Bhakena Prakriti. Prakriti nature is producing. That's all right. But under the direction of Krishna. Prata Shakti Dividaiva Kriya. Just like your will is running. A common man cannot see where is Mr. Dharamsi cut off. But it is going on under your direction. That's a fact. Similarly, everything is going on under the direction of Krishna. If we understand this fact, that is Krishna. So, while drinking water, we can remember Krishna. Krishna says, Rasuham Vaktu Kauntiya, Prabhasmi Sasi Surya. The taste of water has. So, we are drinking water several times in a day. As soon as we drink water, we can remember in a day, oh, Krishna, how nice Krishna. We are given this nice water, tasteful water. This is Krishna. This is Krishna. So we have to practice this Krishna consciousness. We have to teach others to become Krishna conscious. And that requires huge amount of energy. You should be prepared. This is in your gift. The people are taking all over the world. Unfortunately, I'm trying single-handed. Nobody is cooperating. In India. They will throw millions of dollars in the gunpowder, but not for the Krishna conscious movement. It is very important movement. Every philosopher, every scientist who come forward, try to understand this movement. And do believe? That is my answer. Thank you very much.